countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, the time has come once again to get ready for this.
We're off. Maybe the opportunity is there. It is Tommy Moe! Magic! It is a try for John Hayes.
This must be it for Ronan O'Gara. Drop it, goal! Grand slam at stake! He's got it! Yes!
I don't think we met before, but I'm the referee on this field, not you. Stick to your job and I will do mine.
Now, back by Scott Gibb. Scott Gibb gets through. Scott Gibb has scored. What an amazing try.
This is not soccer. Is that clear?
We will listen to Nigel.
Now here's the strength of George Law. Beautiful offload. Jonathan Davis is going to score for Wales. Oh, the line-out led to the try.
A man to spare, John Hayes. In for the try. Butcher back in sight to Fenwick to Bennett.
There is no reason I can't give you that you cannot award the try.
There's no reason why I can't award the try. That means I can award the try.
That is it.
Yeah, and it all gets up and running again today with crowds in the stadium, the Aviva Stadium, at 2:15. Wales and Ireland. Two men featured in that montage join us now. John the Bull Hayes, tight head prop in the green jersey on Countrywide this morning. And in the red jersey of Wales, we have refereeing legend Nigel Owens. Gentlemen, good morning to you. Both of you centurions. John earning more than 100 caps playing for Ireland. Nigel, you refereed over 100 international matches. You're both now retired. And to you first, Nigel, do you miss days like this? And when you hear a montage like that with the excitement that surrounds the Six Nations?
Yeah, you do. I don't know what, I wasn't actually missing it until I was hearing that now, because the Six Nations last year was a bit of a tick of the box exercise, I think, in the end. People just saw, let's just get it played. There was no crowds there. And last year showed what makes the Six Nations so special are the spectators. So obviously this year now, with the stadiums full, the build-up to it again, and hearing that is when you think, you know, yeah, you do miss that sort of build-up to it. But in general, no, I don't miss the referee, to be honest. Not as much as I thought that I would. But yeah, certainly gets the appetite going when you hear montages like that, doesn't it, for sure.
Yeah, and I enjoyed some of your interactions there with the players as well. Where will you watch the match today, Nigel?
Well, I'm going to have to be trying watching it on the phone, because I'm on the way up to Edinburgh now, because I'm working on the Scotland-England game with BBC this afternoon. So I'm hoping to glance the Welsh game somewhere. It could be a case of watching it with eyes shut today, mate, because it's going to be a tough afternoon in Dublin, I think, because Ireland certainly out of form, yeah. And we are struggling a bit at the moment.
Right, I'll guarantee it'll get the juices flowing if you tune in to RT Radio 1 and Michael Corcoran's commentary later on today. I guarantee you'll be entertained, no doubt, if you're driving. John, you must be used to being a fan now and watching it at home with the family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's 10 years retired now, so it's a long time now from looking on, so it kind of well used to it now, and that's just how it goes. On a Saturday, you just find out the time it's on. The week doesn't revolve around it anymore, and you just find out what time is kickoff and just make sure you're in to watch it.
Yeah. Now, you both know each other, obviously, from rugby, and we'll talk farming in a moment as well, but what kind of a referee was Nigel? John, did he ever ref any games you were playing?
I did, yeah. I would have played for a good few years when Nigel started reffing, so from the early days when he started, everybody really liked how he dealt with players, I think, would be the thing that people will remember most. That there was probably a time when people were nearly like the old school headmaster as they reffed, but he didn't. He changed how it was. He spoke to people, and if you engaged with him honestly and were decent, he'd do the same back to you. To kind of the game worked that way with him.
Yeah, Nigel, what are your memories of John and that great Munster team?
It was a great Munster team. I remember refereeing them. You know, I remember starting off refereeing Munster when the Clawn stuff was still playing, and then I remember doing Munsters in those sort of the Hamilton days of, you know, when they won that match in Toulouse in the European Cup final in 2008. And I was actually over in Limerick, and I loved the the big occasions in Thoma Park, particularly on European Cup weekends. Like, you know, when I was over there doing, I think it was Munster, Northampton, I think it was, in the quarterfinal, and I loved Limerick on a match day morning. The farmer's market, get a pork burger or something there in the morning or midday-ish, and then walk around the town itself in the morning and chat to people, and the build-up of the game was starting. And I was walking down the street, and this woman ran out of this little shop there and said, "Oh, Nigel, come here. I want to give you something." And she gave me a picture of the final whistle, it was called, of that final against Toulouse. And you can see John Hayes sort of standing there, arms in the air, and I've just blown the final whistle, and I'm in the frame of the picture. So I've got that at home. So yeah. No, it is always a pleasure to referee John. He was, you know, one of those unsung heroes, really. Just got on with his job, played very well in the front row, did a lot of good work around the rest of the field as well. And I honestly don't ever remember John complaining about a decision or if you penalised him. I never remember him complaining about anything. He just got on with it, which is different to many other players, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Listen, what binds you both now is farming. How is the farming going, Nigel?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. I'm 60 head of Pedigree Hereford cattle. So if John's looking for a Hereford bull, I've got a couple spare. I'm enjoying it. Probably John would be the same, I would think. I'm sure he'll tell you in a minute. Is when the refereeing came to an end, it had been a big part of my life for sort of 34 years, week in, week out, travelling away everywhere. And when it came to an end, I was very passionate. My first dream at 8 years of age as a kid was to be a farmer. So I sort of saved up, got a small holding, and I just couldn't wait then to start the farming. And it helped that decision then of the refereeing coming to an end. Like we're into something I was very, very passionate about, and I'm enjoying and loving every minute of it.
Yeah, and John, he made a good choice, you will say, because of course we do know that you're very attached to your Hereford's farming, Irish Hereford primes. It's a bit like following a team; you never switch.
Oh, you can. No, it's something that you do. Like, you know, I suppose when you grow up doing it here at home, we always had Herefords, and it's something that I was always passionate about, and we still have them to this stage, and trying to improve it all the time is what you're trying to do all the time with Herefords, because they really do suit the Irish system and farms that we have here around in County Limerick anyway.
And John, looking ahead to the game now, huge expectation on Ireland, particularly in the light of the autumn internationals. Once again, though, we're fearful we might be peaking too early the year before a World Cup, but how do you think we're going to do in this Six Nations?
I'm quite hopeful, actually, for the Six Nations, going by the autumn, the results we had in the autumn, and the squad, the health status of the squad is good at the moment. Everybody seems to be fit that we want, unlike Wales at the moment, who seem to be struggling a lot with injuries. So we're in a good place, I think, at the start of the tournament, with a game to start at home is always important as well. It gets you up and running for that world momentum that comes up in the Six Nations all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, if we get off to a good start today, then you have a big game next week in France. So it's looking positive at the moment.
Yeah, well, we always do well against Wales at home, and they do well against us over in Cardiff. So Nigel, John mentioned the injuries there that you have, missing a lot of really key players. But would we be foolish here in Dublin this morning to fall into a false sense of security, which I think we may be doing, as everybody's confident of an Irish win?
I think, you know, those injuries, you know, key players, Ken Owens, Alan Wynne Jones, Tipperick, you know, a couple of others who maybe are over injury but not quite back to their full, you know, best form. So, but you know what that does, it gave opportunities to young players then to take their chance and show how good they are. And sometimes that can work for you, and sometimes the opposition can get caught out. But you know, I'd be very surprised if this Irish side gets caught out, you know, with that they won't be blasé out there today, you know, because they really are going in on a run of form, and not just the national side in the autumn as well, but you know, but the provinces as well are playing so well, and Wales, we are, our former provinces, our regional games is struggling as well on form at the moment. So it's going to be a tough afternoon. But you never know. You know that we always, the Six Nations is special, and we always give it our best, and we are always quite capable, like we saw last year, of upsetting the odds. But you know, if I was having to put money today, then it would be, if I was putting money on Wales, it would be more in hope than expectation. But you never know. But yeah, I would say Ireland, you know, I've got to be strong today. We're going to have to really, really play out of our skin today and to beat Ireland. And it's going to be a tough afternoon, I think.
It is indeed. Nigel, it's always great to chat to you, and safe travelling up north. You're on the BBC later on, as I said. So yeah, do tune in to RT Radio 1 on your way up there. You'll get it on DAB or whatever, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the commentary. You can follow all the action. Begins, of course, the match, kickoff 2:15 across RT Radio, television and online. And John and the family, Fiona and the kids down there, I hope you enjoy it as well. And always lovely to chat to you on the programme as well. So that's Nigel Owens and John Hayes.